When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to discuss a temporary roundabout at Vineyard Drive. 100-acre forest fire sparks in Gifford burn scar. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A temporary roundabout may come to an intersection in Templeton, and the County Board of Supervisors will consider approving this in its next meeting on March 24th, which would install the roundabout at the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Bethel Road. The intersection was identified for improvements in 2017 and in 2023 for either traffic signals or a roundabout. The project on Tuesday will install a temporary roundabout with a center island, new striping, signage, and asphalt curbs. Safety and performance metrics will be measured following the installation, which may then influence the installation of a permanent roundabout. Chairman of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, David Leader, has announced his opposition to the roundabout, the temporary or permanent, as a waste of taxpayer money and a safety issue for homes near the intersection. In October 2025, the city of Atascadero announced that the popular restaurant, Chick-fil-A, submitted a proposal for a location on El Camino Real. The next step in developing the restaurant in the city will be discussed in the next city council meeting, where the owners of the vacant pads in the Home Depot Center are seeking approval for a zoning change. The Planning Commission considered this in their March 3rd meeting, and the recommendation is with some additional changes. The project will activate three vacant pads in the Home Depot Commercial Center, which will go to a new rental space, a hotel, and Chick-fil-A. The full scope of the project, including architectural design, parking spaces, and traffic, will be discussed in the next Atascadero City Council meeting, March 24th. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. 100-acre forest fire sparks in Gifford burn scar. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire sparking in the burn scar of the Gifford Fire. CAL FIRE SLO says the blaze was reported at about 11:37 a.m. on Friday morning in Los Padres National Forest between Pozo and Highway 166. CAL FIRE's initial announcement said the fire was approximately 50 acres and that it took place within an area already identified for a planned range improvement project. The fire grew to about 100 acres, and although containment was reported to be at 0% by 5:18 p.m. on Friday, CAL FIRE's incident page currently lists the incident as closed. A fundraiser for an upcoming event has been started for a San Luis Obispo County resident to support his new lifestyle after an unfortunate accident paralyzed him from the waist down. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13, 2025. His friends have launched Project 625 to assist him with a fundraiser.
The goal of the event is essentially just kind of organize a fundraiser around a really hard effort to try and raise some money to get him an adaptive mountain bike, because he grew up riding mountain bikes. So we're just trying to get him back to some normalcy as quick as possible. And we feel we're blessed and able to go run and use our legs and try and raise some money in the process to get him back to being outside and on the mountains and on some trails and back to, like I said, some normalcy.
That's Bryson Gardner, one of the main organizers for the fundraiser. The main event will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach.
And at the end point, we're going to have a whole barbecue set up at, I believe it's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort right there. They're going to have a whole bar and drinks and music and live music and stuff that we're going to gather at after.
They've recruited 5 runners for the entire distance, but anyone is welcome to accompany them for any length of the trek. Gardner also said that any funds past their initial goal will go to Killian and his wife to help adapt to the new lifestyle.
So our set goal is $20,000. Anything extra is just going directly to them to help, because just medical expenses that they're dealing with still, and then just the amount of money and expenses it takes to pretty much adapt his new way of life. Just they had to change the entire inside of their house, how he moves around, everything he has in his house to keep his muscles stimulated, exercise. They raised a lot of money initially, and that covered some of the medical expenses, but they're pretty much gone through all of that and still having their expenses and their house updates and getting Bryson driving is another thing, and just everything that goes into like a full lifestyle change.
The fundraiser can be found by typing Project 625 at GoFundMe.com. The County Probation Department has announced the completion of a new, upgraded probation headquarters in the city of San Luis Obispo. The $40 million, 34,000 square foot site is located on Bishop Street off Johnson Avenue. The facility provides community correction services that help promote public safety, accountability, and rehabilitation for youth and adults throughout the county. The probation department will begin a phased move-in operation of the building over the coming weeks and will officially open its doors in April. In sports, for the NBA on Saturday, the Hawks beat the Warriors 126-110, the Clippers over the Mavericks 138-131, the Lakers beat the Magic 105-104. Yesterday, the Kings beat the Nets 126-122. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pistons, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Clippers will face the Bucks. In California news, Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco held a news conference on Friday saying he has launched an investigation into a ballot count in Riverside County. The investigation alleges a discrepancy in the ballot count for the November 2025 special election on redistricting in the same county where Chad Bianco is currently sheriff. Attorney General Rob Bonta said Bianco's move is designed to sow distrust in elections. Assembly Bill 1942, or the E-Bike Accountability Act, was introduced by Assemblymember Rebecca Boer-Kahn. The rules would require Class 2 and Class 3 riders of e-bikes to have special license plates registered at the DMV. A victim of a 1977 murder in California has been identified, according to the Placer County Sheriff's Office. The body of a woman was discovered in a snowbank in Placer County, and police determined she was strangled to death, but her identity remained unknown. Thanks to advancements in forensic investigations and technology, she has been identified as Melinda Beardsley, a mother who is missing from Nevada. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The U.S. Drought Monitor continues to expand, with forecasts calling for ongoing dry conditions across much of the country. Vex Hybrid's Seed Agronomy Education Lead, Matt Montgomery, on managing drought conditions and drought scores.
Planning early kind of matters for corn and beans. It helps us out on both those fronts. And then let's look at drought scores. Then let's look at placement product. You know, if we had pretty decent drought scores on a hybrid, that's a good kind of hedge against some of those droughty conditions that you're talking about. If we look at a variety, we want to make sure that variety is maybe a little bit more broad placement variety on those tougher acres. I don't want to accidentally take that variety that's built for moderate to high productivity ground and put it on the light stuff. Those are little ways that we can mitigate some of that moisture stress that we might be running into.
Montgomery has insight on diseases in corn and dry beans and what to watch for as the upcoming crop season approaches.
There's been kind of this lingering question about what do we think we're going to see disease-wise, foliar disease-wise in corn in the season ahead. And boy, that's the big question. I think under that is this question about will southern rust make an appearance again? And we really can't predict that one out. What I can probably say is more years than not, gray leaf spot is going to be our dominant disease.
Matt Montgomery with Bex Hybrids.
Cattlemen, this is Cambry Deneau coming to you from Gardner Deneau Angus Ranch, better known as GDAR. The prefix with nearly seven decades, raising heavy-muscled, problem-free bulls with the right genetic package to improve your bottom line. On March 26th, 265 Angus bulls and 300 commercial heifers sell right here at the ranch, Sydney, Montana. 100% guaranteed, plus free delivery. Learn more at gdar-angus.com.
Farm families and rural communities are struggling. Why? Because the monopolies dominating agribusiness are squeezing them from all sides. That's why the National Farmers Union is standing up for farmers, because consolidation hurts farmers, ranchers, and everyone across the country. Fairness for Farmers is a nationwide community of family farmers, ranchers, and advocates working together for fairness, resilience, and a better future for agriculture. Montana Farmers Union encourages you to visit fairnessforfarmers.org.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The U.S.-Israeli war with Iran is taking a toll on California's high-value agriculture sector. In addition to causing sharp increases in fuel and fertilizer costs, the war has disrupted access to key export markets. Since the war began on February 28th, Iran has responded to U.S. attacks by effectively closing the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial shipping route, and paralyzing commercial ports in nearby countries that host U.S. military bases. Robert Verloop, CEO of the California Walnut Board and Commission, said 70,000 tons of walnuts, or about 10% of the billion-dollar sector's yearly production, were either en route to the Middle East or scheduled to be shipped there this month. That certainly is at risk, Verloop said. Tulare County nut exporter Berkham Hundal said one vessel was carrying a shipment of his that was diverted to the Netherlands, while another was rerouted to Algeria. It's going to be a loss, Hundal said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday. Mid-80s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday and Friday into the weekend. 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply higher. The major averages are all up more than 1%. This morning, President Trump extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz by 5 days, citing progress in negotiations. Iranian officials denied the talks took place. The president said over the weekend he planned to attack Iran's power plants unless the shipping lane was opened later today. Crude oil prices moderated on the news. Airline stocks are rallying. Delta shares up more than 4%. American also up 4%. United up 5%. Cruise companies Carnival and Norwegian both up 6%. And Amazon shares are up 2% after its box office hit Project Hail Mary. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero, 238-5775, which you can text that as well, 238-KPRL, as we're ready to go. Here on your Monday edition, all on the right choice.
I am more grateful than I can say. You have given me an opportunity and a responsibility that comes to few people. I will do my best.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1, I will have on Terry Banish from the city of Atascadero. Lots of events starting to get underway for the remainder of the year. So we'll update, you know, we usually do this twice a year. We'll update you for the half of the year, and then she'll be back later on. All right, and then Susanna's still enjoying her maternity leave of her new daughters. Now, she's got three kids now. Anyways, I've got another special lined up for you, a reminder of history and the government and the good intentions. This has to do with FDR's New Deal. So, that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. I got this. There is a countywide event coming up, and it's Earth Month. The San Luis Obispo County Airport celebrates Earth Month with airport-wide sustainability events.
I just find it, I don't know, for whatever reason, funny that they're having this Earth thing at an airport. Anyway, probably just me. Okay, here's something that's maybe not a surprise, but I had no idea to the degree, percentage-wise. And this has to do with with policies that have been taking place across the nation and here in California and obviously in our own school districts. State and private school systems across the nation are imposing strict cell phone bans for students. These policies ban the use of cell phones from the start to the finish of the school day. This comes as a study, and this is where I just couldn't believe this. A recent study showed that over 41% of children ages 2 to 10 have a smartphone, with nearly 58% of children those ages having a tablet or iPad. Chris, do kids that young, do they have the tablets for school, I'm assuming?
For school, I don't think so, because they use Chromebooks for school, which is technically different than a tablet. It's more like a laptop.
Okay, so the are Chrome just exclusively K through 12, or do you use a tablet after a certain grade?
I don't know. I never got to use a tablet if they're implementing that. But for me, it was just we had some classes with Chromebooks in high school. And I know that there's going to be more introduced, at least in the grade school level here in Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, potentially, because that's on the next agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, 58% of those kids and, boy, 2 to 10 having a smartphone. That's a lot. Now, teachers say over 25% of class time is spent just trying to get students to pay attention and listen. And teachers are saying, look, yeah, the cell phones are an issue, but there's just deeper issues regarding this. 25% of class time just to get the kids to pay attention? Man, that's a lot of time. Because Chris, classes are what in high school? 45 minutes to an hour? Or does it depend on the class?
It depends on the class and at least day, but I would say generally an hour, like closer to 55 minutes, but you know, you just round it out to about an hour.
Okay. So that's a lot of time getting the kids to pay attention. Well, that comes back to discipline, or in some cases, the respect that the kids have for the teacher. I mean, there were just some teachers you just knew that when the door closed or whatever, or he said or she said good morning or good afternoon, you were ready to go. There wasn't any goofing around. They set the rules pretty early. All right. Anyway, so we're getting back to this, the issues involved while the cell phone bans. To help cut down on distractions, that's not the total cure. That the issues that run deeper are the lack of any formal process to teach listening. And teachers are saying that while they have a lot of courses on communication, there are none on listening. Well, that's true. Well, I shouldn't say that that's true. I don't know if there's true, but we do know that people have a tendency not to listen, particularly people who cut into others during the course of a conversation. Because when you're cutting into the conversation and not letting the person finish, you have already been distracted from the point they were trying to make because you're thinking of the thought that you're trying to jump in. It's very hard to listen to people who continually jump in on other people. And so this is hampering the retention of what is being taught because of the lack of listening. So that's another fight for educators and so forth and so on regarding the listening side of things, which makes sense. It's like, I guess you could say it's similar to reading. Can't you, you know, some people say they can read, but do they know how to interpret what they're reading? You may be familiar with the word, but what does it mean? And then when you put it in the combination of things. All right, as I mentioned last hour about these cameras popping up all over the county and around the country, of course, because it's, if we can just save one, what the heck? We use them. So I got this email, and thank you for this. The use of cameras on our streets is not going away. Instead, there will be more of them, thanks to Assembly Bill 645. This was signed into law last fall, but revving into action this year. Select cities across the state will soon start in issuing speeding tickets using automated speed cameras. The pilot program gives Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, Long Beach, and Glendale the green light to install speed safety systems in problem zones, such as school areas, streets notorious for drag races, and safety corridors where crashes are common. If you're caught driving more than 11 miles per hour over the limit, get ready to pay. Penalties start at $50 and scale up to $500 for those clocked at 100 miles per hour or more. These cameras work silently, snapping license plates and automatically sending out tickets to the registered owner, even if you weren't the driver. So beware, Big Brother is watching. So I have a question. Because I encounter this every morning when I come into work. Now, they are changing the speed limit on River Road there in San Miguel. It's going from 35 to 30. I'm just assuming on the west side of the bridge, not the east side. Because as soon as you hit the bridge, it's 45 miles an hour. Nobody will do 30 miles an hour on that bridge once they get outside those where those houses are. So you come in, and then you go down to, in my case, make a left on Mission Street. That is 25 miles an hour. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm not doing 25 miles an hour. So if I'm doing 30 or 35, I guess I'm getting a ticket. If, for example, you know, we're assuming that there'll eventually be a camera there. In some of these other areas, would it make sense in quite a few cases to have it time-related? Somewhat time-related. As I appeared before a judge once with my famous rolling stop on the Niblick Bridge years ago at 3:30 in the morning, I was able to convince, or not convince, to explain to, it was Judge Sefton at the time, that doing this rolling stop at 3:30 in the morning on that bridge is not the same as doing a rolling stop at a school zone at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He agreed with me and lowered the cost of the ticket. So even if you think it's an off hour and there's nobody around and so forth, and you're in a, such as the case on Mission Street at San Miguel at that time in the morning, there's not even cats out. They're not even crossing the street at that time. So if I were to go, because it's ridiculous to do 25 miles an hour down that street. All right, so if I go 10 over, I'm in big trouble. It's going to cost me a lot of money. So this is where Big Brother is watching, and I like the term they use, the speed safety systems, because, again, that's something that people like to hear. Look, we don't want people speeding and doing stupid things and so forth, but I guess is how far do we want government going? How far should they go? In the legal terms. And if this is the case, then I guess with the cameras, we can then don't need to hire as many police officers because the technology will take care of it, right? All right. So anyway, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Also, we have some news regarding this sheriff, and he was, if you remember, Susanna had him on Sound Off. He came up here, a nice guy. He was up with his wife, came to the studio and so forth. He has seized over 650,000 ballots, and this is in defiance, some are saying, of state officials over election count disputes. And as he is saying that, well, let's see here. The one claimed it found 445,000 excess votes. And the California officials have dismissed the team's findings, but this sheriff says his office will conduct another count. Boy, we've had a lot of issues with our elections, and what's wrong if he's going to do this to let him go ahead and count? Because this has to do with Prop 50. Now, I don't remember what the vote was overall as far as numbers. Now, and I'm not talking percentage of the votes. Would this be enough to do to have any impact on the Prop 50 vote? If it doesn't, but at least if it's what we're, you know, some of us are thinking that, well, then it has been found out that there are issues with the ballot process here in the state of California, which many of us suspect anyway. So just a couple of the things right there this morning on The Right Choice. Okay, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A temporary roundabout may come to an intersection in Templeton. The County Board of Supervisors will consider approving a public works item in its next meeting on March 24th, which would install the roundabout at the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Bethel Road. Following the installation, the intersection will be evaluated based on safety and performance for the future. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire, sparking in the burnt scar of the Gifford Fire. CAL FIRE SLO says the blaze was reported at about 11:37 a.m. on Friday morning in the Los Padres National Forest region. The fire grew to about 100 acres, and although containment was reported to be at 0% on Friday, CAL FIRE's incident page currently lists the incident as closed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The end may be near for the Iran war. President Trump reporting the U.S. and Iran having good and productive talks for 2 days about resolving all hostilities, pulling back his threat to strike Iran's energy grid if they don't reopen the Strait of Hormuz by tonight, ordering the Secretary of War to cancel all energy strikes on Iran for 5 days. Markets rocket up as oil prices drop. LaGuardia Airport closed till at least 2 p.m. Eastern to clear the wreckage of an Air Canada jet coming in from Montreal when it collided with an airport fire truck cleared to cross the runway. Two pilots killed, 74 aboard survived. LiveATC.net records this Frontier pilot later with a tower.
That was a kid to watch.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier. I messed up.
No, man, he did the best he could.
America's listening to Fox News.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market on Del Rio Avenue in Atascadero. This next 2 weeks, we got some hot prices for you, like our Prairie Fresh all-natural pork shoulder roast, just $2.49 a pound. You can also get fresh cabbage or potatoes for just 39 cents a pound. We also have Blarney Stone corned beef brisket. We have flats for $5.99 and points for $4.99. Homemade Irish soda bread from our bakery, just $3.99 each. We got hot deals for Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next couple weeks. Tuesday the 17th and Tuesday the 24th, we have untrimmed tri-tip for just $5.99 a pound. 3-pound bag of Buddy's Mandarin Oranges, just two for $5. On Thursday the 12th or the 19th, we have Quaker Oats, 42-ounce, that's old-fashioned or quick, just $5. Barilla Pasta, five for $5. That's an amazing deal. We also have Estrella Wines, 1.5 liters for just $5 a bottle. We're Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement, get it done by the pros. Okay, well, no surprise. Abundant sunshine, highs right around 90, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50. And we'll be in the upper 80s, mainly sunny on your Tuesday. Wednesday, well, we're going to be in the mid-80s and then the low to mid-80s. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next Monday, mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 7.03 a.m., 7.17 p.m. And where are we at now? 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Pretty simple way to do things.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals out, great prices. Let's see here. Hi, so-and-so. Meals at Connect. This is the San Miguel Senior Center. It is Monday and Wednesday, 11:30 to 12:20. Seniors 60-plus free. You get a nice hot lunch. Then they also have bingo. The second, that's finger foods. And the fourth Friday, that's potluck. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6. Dollar a board. That's at the 601 12th Street San Miguel location. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 till 5, they have chair exercise. Again, that's Tuesday and Thursday. That's all through the San Miguel Senior Center. So enjoy, take advantage, and have some fun. All righty, the Atascadero Elks Lodge will be holding a home, garden, and craft show Saturday, April 25th from 10 till 3. And, of course, the lodge is located at 1516 El Camino Real. And if you'd like vendor information and anything else, contact the Elks Lodge there in Atascadero, all right? And get ready for it. You have a month. You have a month before things get going there. So, anyway, there you go. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, they've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. We have 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice, KPRL. Time for birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
And away we go. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry one block north of the park. Okay, let's see here. We start things off. Nancy Baugh leads it off. Coney Gang, Christina Fusella, Robin Scovel, Richard Morton, James Shepard, Joni Pittenger, Carol Talen, Linda Cass, Karen Reeves, Gene Peterson, Justin Smith, it says former PRHA Conservative Club president. That's high school. And we have an anniversary. How about this one? Mark and Cheryl Clement. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. And for the work that you do, thank you. For still doing, I'm assuming. All righty, onward we go to the right-hand side. Let's see, some people you may have heard of, such as, oh yeah, definitely this one, Joan Crawford, 1906-1977. That Mildred Price movie is kind of interesting. And also, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Yep, she was quite the actress. Jeff York, the actor, Tammy and the Millionaire, and other classics. 1995. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember this guy? He used to have I forget what his phrase was. Hello there? Was that it? Marty Allen. Remember Allen and Rossi? Comedy team. 1922-2018. I think that was that. This guy wasn't a bad baseball player. Jim Lemon. 1928-2006. He played with the Senators, the Twins, the White Sox, and a couple of other teams. One of the great milers of all time. He was the first that broke the four-minute miler. 1929-2018, Roger Bannister. Yes, indeed. Mark Rydell, the movie director of such things as On Golden Pond, The Rose, The Cowboys, and The Fox. On Golden Pond is pretty cool. Mark was born in 1934. Rocket car speedster Craig Breedlove, 1937. He died in 2023. Now, he was the first person to travel more than 400 miles per hour, more than 500 miles per hour, and more than 600 miles per hour on land. That's pretty amazing. This guy was a very good baseball player, and he just missed out on being with the big red machine because of the big trade. Lee May came up with the Reds, then he went in that famous trade to the Astros, then to Baltimore, but he hit a lot of home runs. He was a good ball player. RBI machine. Lee was born in 1943, died in 2017. This guy, his nickname was the Boomer. He was a slugging first baseman with the Boston Red Sox and some other teams, but also people forget that he was a really good first baseman. George the Boomer Scott was born in 1944. He died in 2013. Good, quick running back, played with the 49ers and others. Vic Washington, 1946-2008. From the Cars, the handsome Rick Ocasek, 1949. From Uriah Heep, Phil Lazon, 1950. The quarterback, the Jaws, as he's called, Ron Jaworski, 1951. Chaka Khan. She was born in 1953. This guy was an amazing basketball player. I don't think I ever saw him not quit on the floor, ever. Moses, the chairman of the boards. Moses Malone was born in 1955. He died in 2015. Amanda Plummer, the actress, 1957. Hope Davis, the actress, 1964. Onward we go. Who else do we have? Carl Pickens, he's a wide receiver out of the University of Tennessee. Had some good years with the Bengals and the Titans, 1970. This guy was a good point guard. I think he's in, well, he may end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Jason Kidd, 1973. Who else do we have? Carrie Russell, the actress, 1976. Sammy Morris, he was a bruising running back out of Texas Tech and had played for a couple of teams in the NFL. Sammy was born in 1977. Brandon Marshall, good, but he's a good receiver, but a jerk. 1984. This guy played at UCLA, a little guy, good running back, though, in the NFL. Maurice Jones-Drew, he was born in 1984. Kyrie Irving, another jerk, 1992, but the guy's got a lot of talent, I will say that. Vanessa Morgan, the actress, 1992, and that is it. Okay, passing away on this day. Former Miss America, just kidding, Madeline Albright, and she died in 2022. The creator of the pet rock, Gary Dahl, died in 2015. He came up with the idea for the pet rock while sitting at a bar listening to people complain about their pets. Okay? And he sold the rocks to people as pets, complete with instructions from the Pet Rock Manual. To be sure, training a rock to come when it's called requires extraordinary patience. All right, again, he died in 2015. Elizabeth Taylor died in 2011. George Segal, who I think he was in that movie with Elizabeth Taylor, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. He died in 2021. Lola Albright passed away in 2017. Baseball player, but primarily known as a sportscaster for many, many years, Joe Garagiola, Sr. He died in 2016. And who else do we have? Oh, Barney Clark. Remember, he was the first person to have a permanent artificial heart. That was way back in 1982. I didn't know this until now, that he was a dentist. He died in 1983. Also passing away on this day, way back in 1964, man, did he give us some memorable lines from movies. Two in particular, Casablanca and the Maltese Falcon. Peter Lorre, again, he died in 1964. Man, that was both just great movies. And let's see here. That is it. Okay. Going to the top of the list on this Monday edition, he didn't go to college. He was going to go to college to the University of Maryland. He was out of Petersburg High School, no, not in Florida, but in Virginia. In his final 2 years, his teams went undefeated, 50-0 in back-to-back Virginia State Championships. Again, he signed a letter of intent to play college hoops for Lefty Driesell at Maryland, but instead, the Utah Stars of the ABA, they selected him in the third round of the draft. And he decided to become a professional. He was the first in modern-day professional basketball to enter directly from high school. There was a guy named Reggie Harding in the early 60s. I'll have to go back. He was a seven-footer. That may have... Malone went on and ended up with a couple of other teams. The ABA had issues, Spirit of St. Louis, and the Buffalo Braves, et cetera, but he went on to have just an amazing career. As I mentioned from the beginning, I never saw this guy take a day off on a basketball court. Simply just punishing rebounder, one of the greatest players of all time. Moses Malone goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. In October 2025, the city of Atascadero announced that the popular restaurant Chick-fil-A submitted a proposal for a location on El Camino Real. The next step in developing the restaurant will be discussed in the next city council meeting, where the owners of the Home Depot Center are seeking approval for a zoning change. The county probation department has announced the completion of a new, upgraded probation headquarters in the city of San Luis Obispo. The $40 million, 34,000 square foot site is located on Bishop Street off Johnson Avenue. The probation department will begin a phased move-in over the coming weeks. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
21 points per game, 13 rebounds a game, NBA champ, finals MVP, three-time MVP, all-defensive team, rebounding leader six times, offensive rebounding leader nine times. Moses was only 60 years old when he passed away in Virginia. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.